to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. And if you are an avid listener, you might be saying, where have you been? We took about 6 weeks off, where what I did was I grabbed some older podcasts that we had done on some very hot topics that we get asked a lot. And I just replayed them basically through the month of pretty much February and part of and most of March. We did that just for a couple of reasons, guys. Partly because it was, you know, time here on the farm. I needed to do a few projects that took my weekends away. But also because we are looking through a lot of our content. We're doing some moving of the back end of the membership that will be hopefully taking place middle of the summer. And I was also getting into our YouTube channel, and I was amazed at the sheer volume of content we have. And I started thinking, gosh, I wish you guys knew more about the content we have. So a couple of things. We might be periodically doing some more replays of older content, basically to show you guys, hey, we've possibly touched on that topic before, and I want you to be able to go back and listen to it. But also, I wanted to let you know that we've kind of done a resurgent to our YouTube channel. If you haven't been there, please go find RunnerX. You'll see Valerie. She's the icon. You can go ahead and subscribe. We have been doing some deep dives over the last month. What I call deep dives are anywhere between a 10-minute to almost 30-minute conversation. Valerie's giving lectures and items on topics that we're seeing trending, basically taking what we normally do as a conversation in 5 or 10 minutes on the podcast, but putting it into a lecture, a interactive where she's actually showing you things on YouTube deep dive. So if you want, please go over there. One of the other things we're considering, but again, trying with different modalities, this is all audio and goes on the audio channels. We are going to be looking at possibly taking this podcast and making it more visual and adding actually us standing there talking to each other on a Zoom like we do and sharing that with you all. So if you haven't, please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. If you're listening to this on whether it's Spotify or it's on Apple Store, go ahead and please, you know, subscribe there, share it with your friends. Let's try to get this out there to more people. We are on X. We're going to be adding Rumble. We're going to be adding, we are on Facebook. I mean, we're on all the channels. I think the only thing we're not on yet is TikTok. And I'm still looking at that. I think we still, don't be surprised if we start seeing some great TikTok memes come out of Valerie in the next couple of months. We're just having fun sharing what we do. And so the first topic coming back in 2025, even though we were here for the first part, Valerie, we had some great conversations on YouTube where they were talking about feeling some pain and how do they recover. And basically the concept was they just thought, okay, I want to rest. And we've all done it. It's like, I've got a pain. I'm just going to sit here. My husband does that all the time. My shins hurt or my back hurts. I'm just going to sit here on the heating blanket. And of course, knowing you, I usually say, get up and roll, you know, I usually tell him to roll. He should get on the roller, which he hates, but there's more to it than just getting up and rolling. Or a lot of people, like we were saying, that everybody loves to do yoga because they think it's going to be easy. Give us some ideas as to what's the best way to really recover if we're starting to feel an injury coming on.
Right. That is the question of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how can I make it go away really, really quickly? And yeah, I'll tell you guys, when I very first started coaching runners, I had, and most of the runners I had met in the beginning were brand new because running was new 35 years ago. So yeah. We had, you know, experiencing these injuries. This was before, I always say this, I started so long ago, there wasn't foam rolling, there wasn't any of that. And so a lot of times back then, we, you know, ice was a big deal. And then rest, right?
Right.
So just like you said, they even called it RICE, rest, right. ice, compress, elevate. So that's gone. No one does that anymore, unless it's an acute injury, guys. Like if you, you know, like actually fall and hurt yourself. But the reality is for running injuries, they're movement injuries. And to recover from a movement injury, you need to keep moving. What you have to do, though, is move in a correct way. And so one of the things that's really nice with running is that once you realize that there is a correct movement to running, then you can work on correcting that movement as you recover. So, for example, let's just take shin splints. When I first started running, that was my life, shin splints.
Right.
And I asked, and I didn't, again, when I first started running, I'm not kidding, I didn't know anything about running. I just took a group of people and we went running.
Yeah.
So then I went to the running shoe store and I told the guy I had shin splints. And I'll just so you guys know, one of the first responses I got is, oh, everyone gets those. Oh, I was like, oh, good. I'm not alone, right?
Yeah.
And just and I was a when I first started running, I was already a fitness instructor, personal trainer. So I taught 3 to 5 classes a day. Rest was not an option in my life. So I had to learn how to recover even back then through movement. And the best part is once you learn that and you can teach other people, stretching and resting is not going to help you move better. It's not going to help you learn how to move. So what you start to realize is you want to do those self-care exercises. And we include all that. We really do. We want you to be able to, you want to be able to move through a full range of motion, which is, by the way, what like stretching is about, or yoga or mobility or foam rolling. All of that is to help you move through a full range of motion, right? But like, let's take yoga, for example, which, by the way, I do not practice yoga. It is a practice. It's a study.
Right.
However, runners have always loved the thought of yoga because we think, ooh, it looks like
yeah.
it feels so good.
Like
I want to put my foot all the way back behind my head.
But they make it look like, you know, I watch those kind of movements and yeah, I think the same thing. I think I could do that. And then of course, as soon as you try, you wind up like that was first time I did pigeon in a yoga class, I pulled my butt muscle.
Right. And by the way, just so you guys know, I have such a high respect for yoga.
Oh,
When I was an aerobics director and I got hired in like 1992, and yoga then was like for people, it was different. It wasn't like they were separate from the exercise community. So I was the aerobics director, and when like it was like they would, oh, here comes the yoga people.
Yeah. You
know, like, and then they started to integrate. So like people would do yoga and do another class. But I'm not kidding, guys, that this is how old I am that I've seen all this. But the reality is we all thought as runners and fitness people that when you did yoga, you just kind of laid there. Wasn't really
right.
exercise.
Right.
And then you go
you
to your first
sweat. You didn't
yeah,
actually work
you
out.
You go to your first class and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't have any idea that I was so stiff. I mean,
right.
You know, so then you automatically think I need to what? I mean, the thought immediately is I need to do stretching. So we really got into this thought that stretching would help you fix a movement. Stretching will. Because it looks so comfortable and like that relaxation, right? Because really we think, oh, I'm tight. I need to relax. So I think it's the same with rest. People think, well, if I hurt myself moving, then resting will help me recover, right?
Right.
And then if I can find a spot to sit here, like you said, with my heating pad, and I feel good right here, then I don't really want to get up and move.
Yeah.
So we get it. But the reality is your body needs to move. So the idea then is how can I keep moving without aggravating the injury? That's the real thing. And so, for example, shin splints. For most runners, shin splints come from slapping the ground. It's called an active reach, which means your foot's getting out too far ahead of you. So the way to basically not have shin splints be a problem is to focus on the action of pulling. So the best part is I can practice this action without running. Like all of our drills that we give you guys are in place. So you can actually start getting back to running without going out for a run. And that's how you move back into recovery. And then most of us are still moving, like you're still walking, you're still moving. So then I'm like, okay, here, walk, you know, work on your walking while you're getting back to your running. Work on, here's some skill, strength, and self-care exercises to add in to get you back to running. This is how we do it.
Absolutely.
And I'm just, what's, and Caroline and I just had this conversation. You know, we are, most of our runners only come to us injured. Like this is, we're RunRx, run pain free. So when you come in, you're like, I have a shin splint. We've seen it all, right? There's not an injury I haven't seen and try and help people come out of. Just traditional, let's talk traditional running injuries. And most of us would like to get right back to running, right? And then, so I'm always like, well, just think if you can simulate running as your recovery, as you are recovering, how much better running is going to feel when you get back out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to things like the movement, or if I'm getting, say, shin splints, what would be, since those are the first kind of things you get, you tend to get shin splints, or you tend to, I think the comment was she was getting a little bit of a knee pain. Obviously, coming into the membership, working with you, having a gait analysis and looking at the proper movement is key. But if I can't do that just yet, maybe it's a money thing, maybe it's a time thing, and I'm searching the YouTubes for you, and I get on YouTube, what would be some of your drills or some of your, what would be the best movements? Like my first thing that I thought of when I thought of shin splints was sitting on my feet. And I think we do have a couple of videos out there of that.
Yes. But well, actually do the, warm up. I just put a brand new five minutes, a warm up. In fact, I've already had really good feedback on it. It's very simple to follow and it's really good. And it's got the sitting on your feet. The best part, guys, is the consistency of these recovery exercises that we give you. They stay the same. Like, I got shin splints 35 years ago. I've not had shin splints in 20-something years. The same exercises that I used then, I'm still using today.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. In fact, I already got feedback from someone that said, wow, I'm already feeling a difference. And she just started doing the warm-up. And in the warm-up, I include movement for full body, by the way. But when you hit these movements, when you try these movements, the hip openers, the glute bridge, so you're getting the combination of these exercises that you're probably going to get if you go to, say, a PT things like that, right? And because the body needs activation. So when you start to work on the whole body and the activation, then you can go, it's amazing, but it starts the whole movement. And then we do have, and I'm sure this is on the channel because we had a nice restart. We did a few months ago. And I actually talk about it. I say, you know, here, this will really help you get out of, you know, shin splints. Shin splints, so you got to sit on your feet. You've got to do ankle circles. You've got to do glute work. You know, you've got to work all the way up the leg. And then as you're doing this movement of, you know, these little exercises, we also put in the hamstring pull so that as you're working on the recovery from the shin splint, you're also learning how to use the right muscle and movement for the run. So that's the best part, is you're also educating yourself. A lot of people don't realize they get shin splints because they might have, you know, their feet, I don't have strong feet. I don't have ankle mobility. So all of a sudden you're adding in these little exercises and you're like, wow, not only I'm not feeling my shin pain, but I feel better when I run overall, right? A lot of people when they get shin splints aren't using any muscle elasticity. Then all of a sudden you're using muscle elasticity. You're like, wow, not only are my shins not hurting, I'm even running longer. You know, because shin splints, guys, I mean, they can really take the joy out of your run. I mean, so can plantar pain, so can IT band, any of these injuries. And so many of them are coming way more from a movement error than an actual physical error.
Right. Absolutely. So guys, I'll put those links in the description on whatever podcast platform you listen to. You'll get a link to the YouTube video she's talking about on those, that 5-minute warm-up video, as well as the restart playlist. As we called it, the reboot. But that gives you not only a whole series of different, like if you went and did one a day, it gives you everything from skill, strength, and self-care, as well as there is a video that's about an hour long. You can watch the whole thing and do the whole thing. So, you know, it'll walk you through everything. But I'll give you those two links. Also, feel free to go to our channel at any time and search keywords like shin splints, and you're going to find some of those key things that we've done over the years. We've actually had this channel since 2018, and we've been putting stuff up there, but it's just been kind of like throwing spaghetti at the wall. So now we're trying to be a little bit more intentional, help with those actual questions. And if you find a video that you can tell is maybe older, maybe the audio isn't great, make a comment, bring it to the forefront so that we know, hey, could you redo this so that it's a little bit longer, Valerie, or it has a little bit better explanation because the audio is not good, or I can't get the captions to show up. Feel free to make a comment on those and just let us know, hey, could you redo this? Because we absolutely will. And if you're interested in having Valerie watch you run, come into the membership. We would love to have you. That's one of the best ways to come in, even if you can only do a month. Come in, get a gait analysis, start through the immersion, kind of looking at your movement, and really try to focus for just that 30 days, if you can't do any more, on how to run pain-free. We would love to have you. And that is runrx.fit. That's runrx.fit. And thank you guys for coming back. We hope to see you in the next week's episode. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.